Morning to Ranlupo from Gold Capital. How are you?
Morning, Kathy.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Been a bit ill for the last couple of days, but you're feeling a lot better today.
Okay. Well, you're looking quite well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be talking about diamonds today.
Yes.
Very exciting. Firstly, can we just talk about this competition? We've been having messages to the studio. Is the competition still on? Is it still going? When does the competition close for the for this quarter Kruger Rand?
2 weeks today, Kathy. It ends today. 2 weeks today. I think we made a little bit of an error regarding letting people just email as many times as they want.
Really?
Yeah, I think the people already have emailed. We're going to keep their emails, but from today on, you're limited to five.
Five.
Otherwise, it's not fair on actually on other people if one person's emails like 40 times.
So I've got a question for you because I was trying to see if I could find out the value.
Right.
And there's a YouTube video that says that it's 450 Rand or something. But the hint you gave us is between 50,000 and 200,000 Rand.
Oh, no. There's a crooked pond actually out on the market that's valued at 1 million Rand. It all depends on the grading of a Kruger pond. So the more rare the grading is, the more valuable it is. And grading, there are only a limited amount of graders that can grade gold coins. Oh. So the more valuable the Kruger pond is, the more, and there is literally a coin out there for 1 million Rand, a small, tiny Kruger pond. So it's very fascinating, this coin industry.
That's absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's insane. Having said that, we probably have had about 40 people emailing us, and unfortunately to say that no one's hit the mark yet.
Well, listen, I mean, it's quite a wide range, between 50,000 and 200,000.
Correct. So the lowest one we had was 68,000, and the highest we had was, I think, 195,000. So, yeah, I mean, they are definitely using that huge range. And it is a difficult one because I didn't give away the grading of the coin. Oh. Otherwise, it would have been way too easy.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, so your listeners must keep on trying until one of them is definitely going to hit it.
All right.
There have been some close ones, by the way. Very close ones.
Really?
Yeah, very close.
So what happens if nobody hits the nail on the head?
Well, then we're obviously going to have to give it to the closest one to the value.
Oh, love that.
Because we're definitely going to give it away.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. So if you want to guess that, the price or the trade, right, or the value, it's the value of the 1898
it's a selling value.
Kruger pond.
Yeah, it's not the buying value, it's a selling value.
The selling value. Okay.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Important.
Very
know.
Important.
All right, so you could be winning yourself a quarter Kruger Rand, valued at 4,500 Rand. All you have to do to enter is try and get the value of the 1898 minted Kruger Rand pond and email admin@goldcapital.co.za. Prizes are limited to, not prizes, the emails. You can only send it five emails.
Yes, but as having said that, I don't want to mention that. There was one gentleman who literally emails us every single day, between 10 to 15 times a day. Listen, I don't blame him. I mean, it's free.
I love that everybody's so interested in finding it and researching and learning about it, because that's what it's about as well.
Correct.
Okay, but today we're talking about a girl's best friend.
That's right.
Apparently.
Well, I think it is.
A certificate. When he gets down on one knee,
that's it.
He's got to have a verification certificate.
A huge verification, especially in the Jewish community. There are prerequisites when you go on your hands and knees.
All right. So joining us in studio is Adam Wolf, and he's from the Diamond Channel. Thank you for coming back. We didn't scare you off the first time.
No, not at all.
Oh,
thanks for having me back.
Come back. It's lovely to have you back, Adam. All right, can we just talk about diamonds and what's more valuable, a colored diamond or a white diamond?
So that's actually a really good question, Kathy, purely because obviously it depends on specific grades in your colored stones and your white stones. And more than likely, on average, if you just had to say yes or no, you're going to say colored diamonds. So they actually are rarer, which obviously means they're more expensive on average. However, you can obviously get, for example, a colored D white diamond, which is obviously the best you can get. Eternally flawless, which is perfect even under a magnifying glass or a microscope. that's going to probably outweigh a hand selection of colored stones. And a lot of people don't know, you get yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, red, pink. And those are actually natural diamonds. And what makes them so rare is purely particles get embedded in the crystallization of the stone and give off different colored hues. So different particles actually make different colored diamonds. So it's something that's completely out of control. Obviously, they're natural, but that's what's the big mystery about them. And then you get hybrids where you've got your a bluey-green or a yellowy-orange or something like that. And it just gives it that extra edge compared to just, you know, standard white diamonds.
So interesting, because that just makes it even more special and more rare.
Most definitely. And then you also, within that range, so not only the colors, but you also get intensity of the color. So that also then plays a role, which goes all the way from faint to vivid, which obviously is all about the color of the stone.
The vivid one is obviously going to be more valuable, right?
That's it, like your canary yellow diamonds and that everyone knows about from the movies. So that's your vivid yellow, is that sort of range.
Amazing. Can diamonds, and this is a real story. I had a friend who decided he was going to propose to his girlfriend, and she decided that she wanted to have a, you know, they went to go and choose a diamond. She looked at the diamond and she said, no, I want it to be cut. I think it's called pear shape. Is it pear shape or teardrop shape? Is it pear, right? And it devalued the diamond. Is that true?
That's correct. So that
he was furious.
I'm sure he was.
Because you still have to pay that price.
No, of course. So that is the thing. So in terms of shapes of stones, your round diamond's the most expensive. Yeah. Surprisingly, when a lot of people think, no, but a fancy shape should come with a fancy price, but it's not actually the case. So your rounds, purely because of the way that they cut, they have the most amount of facets on the stone themselves, and your rough stone has to be a certain size and a certain shape
in order to
get that sort of shape out of it, where your fancies, it's pretty much whatever you can get out of it, you're going to try.
Are diamonds an investment?
Of course they are. So it depends on your grading. If you go ahead and you buy your standard sort of jewelry diamond, yes, there's an investment part of it, but mainly on a rand-dollar hedge, because remember, you're buying something in dollars. So it's basically taking funds offshore without actually taking them offshore, if that makes sense. And then obviously certain grades, like we mentioned earlier, DIF, something like that, or your fancy colored stones, those are going to be investment stones. Those actually grow in value every year.
How does the actual grading work? I mean, you said, you know, D, DIF. What does that mean?
So essentially, diamonds, how they price, it's on three categories: size, color, and clarity. And a lot of people hear about the fourth C, which is cut. And that influences the look of the stone, but not the pricing of the stone. And that's because if you go to a regular retail store, they'll probably handicap you because you're buying something that's an excellent or a very good cut. If you go to a wholesaler, like the Diamond Channel, obviously we just price it on what it's priced on.
Are you a wholesaler?
We are wholesalers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And so it's the size, the color, and the clarity. And those determine, obviously, the cost of the stone. So the bigger the white and the clearer, the more expensive.
Yeah, well, there's a whole new way to look at diamonds, I suppose.
Yeah, in the South African market, what have you found is like the most popular size amongst your clients in terms of color, clarity, and size? And what kind of designs are current at the moment for engagement rings?
So what we have found is that pretty much what you want to do, you want to get a value stone. You know, the maximum value that you can actually get, because it's purely something that isn't going to be used theoretically as an investment, but as an extraordinary gift and gesture. So probably around, I'd say about a 40 pointer seems to be the mark where you really want to get maximum value, because that band into that 50s range tends to be a little bit pricey.
What's a 40 pointer?
So 0.4 of a carat. And so ideally you want to shop around there, and I'd say between I and L would probably actually be, because then it looks white in terms of color. From D, obviously, it's from D to U. So I'm saying in about R to L, in that sort of range, it's still going to look white, especially set in white gold. And that's probably a nice combination to have that becomes relatively affordable, and that seems to tick most of the boxes.
And what kind of designs are current at the moment? Because, I mean, at Gold Capital, we buy rings every day, but they're generally very old rings that people are either getting rid of or current rings that people are getting divorced. So, you know, we get a whole range of designs. What currently is the Diamond Channel like finding exceptionally popular at the moment?
So we always find your classical designs are always very popular. However, we've seen a big uptick in rose gold and vintage designs.
Rose gold is massive at the moment.
Absolutely huge. And we've been doing a tremendous... We've switched from about 20% of our engagement rings being rose gold to we've almost got about a 50-50 split at the moment. So that's incredible to see the uptick on the rose gold side. And having a lot of detail, a lot of filigree work, a lot of mill grain edging, just something that's a little bit unique. And that's the point of the bespoke jewelry as well, because you can add your twist to it.
When you speak about bespoke jewelry, are you saying that a client can come and see you and basically design a ring from scratch, or you show them what you guys have in stock and they can just tweak it a little bit?
So absolutely anything. It doesn't matter at all. If you've got an idea, you've got a picture, you've got a bit of both, you've got whatever it is, you come in and I'll help you out with the greatest of pleasure. We'll make sure you've got every bit of detail that you want, every bit of a design that you want, and we'll make a whole package together for you. And we send you a 3D rendering, so you've actually got a video image of your design.
I love your website, by the way.
Thank you.
diamondchannel.co.za. Go check it out. You know, you can go into different pieces of jewelry and you can search, you know, earrings and, you know.
Yeah, I've also
you've also done that, haven't
you? Yeah, we've done it quite a few times. their website's very entertaining. It's got the different color golds that you can select. The white, yellow, and rose gold, which is amazing.
And different designs.
Oh, my word. They've got like 3,000 different designs to choose from in terms of jewelry and rings.
Yeah, some beautiful earrings.
And I see they're releasing new designs now every week in a newsletter. So you can also, because I went on their site the other day, and you can subscribe to their newsletter now where they just email you every week new designs are coming out. It looks pretty interesting, that site.
That's wonderful. Just tell me a little bit more about Diamond Channel in terms of, like, the services that you offer. Like, what do you offer to somebody like myself who knows nothing about diamonds?
So, basically, we've touched on the bespoke side. Obviously, you'll come to me with a weird and wonderful idea, and I'll make sure that it happens. That's the first side of
but
it.
But as a conscious consumer, it has to go beyond the design, though.
Yes. Of course. So you want to know that, first of all, it's trusted. And what you're buying, you're going to be getting your correct certificate again. Okay, so you want your diamond certificate.
He really
well
loves
as,
you. It'll come with the certificate.
As well as a valuation certificate for insurance. Because obviously when you're buying things at a wholesale price, you know, you need to be careful what value you're insuring it for. Because, God forbid, something happens, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you've paid $20,000, but it's actually worth $30,000, and you're going to be getting a downgrade when you get paid out. So you get that as well. And as well as, obviously, we registered with the Jewelry Council, which is monitored, and they make sure that everything, all our T's are crossed and R's are dotted, so everything's 100%. So you've got that peace of mind as well. And we give a lifetime warranty on our manufactured pieces. So you've always rest assured, something does happen, happy to fix that up for you. The greatest of pleasure.
What Adam hasn't mentioned, though, is that the Diamond Channel has got a fascinating little extra when you buy a ring, and that is when you present the ring. Now, presentation of the ring is the most important when you propose to a woman.
Yes.
The most important.
This. Are you listening, Zanati?
I hope my crush is listening.
Now, the Diamond Channel has got a light box, which means it's got an LED inside the box. And when the gentleman opens that box, this, like, LED light flashes onto the ring, which brings the ring to life. It is amazing.
Does the harp music play?
No, there's no harp music. There's no harp music.
No, I'm hearing like, quiet, it's like angelic choir.
It's like, if you can picture fireworks in the night, it's like that when the box is open. No, really, it is amazing how a ring comes to life with an LED.
That is such a wonderful touch.
Yeah, no, and I actually saw it on a TV program about a year and a half ago, and we sourced a company in China to make us this box. And it really is, we've had the most amazing responses from guys, women like shaking, tears breaking down on how spectacular the ring looks when they open the box. Because that is a memory that lasts and tattooed in your head forever. That just doesn't go away.
Yeah,
that first proposal and how he opened the box and how he did it.
You know what, even second marriages, third, fourth, fifth, like all of these, you know.
We don't judge here. We had to make dreams happen. So, you know, so, yeah, we've actually had a few guys that have, well, I'm sure Adam will tell you, have there been guys that have come to us?
Absolute fortune. So it's always special because I normally meet with just the male party and we design the ring and we make sure everything happens. And then I see them at a later stage for their wedding bands and they'll come in together as an engaged couple. And the first thing she always says to me, Adam, so nice to meet you. I've heard about you. Oh, my God, the box. You know, that's always straight away.
Why didn't you bring a box with you? Yeah. With a little something inside.
Of course.
No, definitely. Definitely. And next time I'll definitely bring something.
Next time, want to see the box for sure. All right. Morning team, what is the email address for the gold coin competition? It is admin, as in administration, admin@goldcapital.co.za. Send through your entries now and you could be winning that quarter Kruger Rand to the value of 4,500 rand if you can guess or if you can estimate the selling value of the 1898 minted Kruger Rand Pont. Do it now. And you can only enter 5 times, maximum.
Max.
All right. Adam, I'm going to test your knowledge on diamonds. What is the most expensive diamond ever sold?
So actually in April this year, they sold the most expensive diamond ever. That broke all the records. And that was actually a 59.6 carat, fancy, vivid pink, eternally flawless. So basically, your second rarest color you get, because red would be the rarest, but you basically can't find them anymore. So
Would a red diamond not be a ruby? Excuse my ignorance.
No, not at all. So it's a complete different composition. So
okay. It's different stone.
It's different stone entirely, okay. You know. And so that actually sold for $71 million.
How big is 54 carats?
Oh, actually, I'll show you a picture so you can describe it for everyone. I actually can't know now.
Okay.
And the phone's off.
So off. Essentially, it's an oval
shape.
It's as big
as a matchbox, or as big as an egg.
I would say it's pretty much almost egg size. And you can imagine just a bright pink diamond egg.
What would you do with such a thing?
So mainly those are collectors.
I mean,
more than anything
else. You can't
wear
that on your finger.
Who bought that diamond?
Actually, so I'd wear it.
Of course you would, Kathy.
She said that.
So I'm sure quite a few ladies would be keen on wearing that. But yeah, it was actually an Asian gentleman.
It's the size of an egg, people. Okay.
It was an Asian gentleman. Actually, I can't even pronounce his name, so I wish I could. Actually, he's a jewelry collector in Hong Kong. So he was actually chatting to the CEO at Sotheby's and did the whole exchange telephonically. So it's just amazing.
I mean, he wasn't even there.
And he bought it over the phone.
Oh, my word.
Absolutely amazing. And what's incredible is that that's actually an African diamond. So it was mined by De Beers in 99.
And does it have a name?
Because it's called the Pink Star. So he renamed it after himself. It's his initials, Pink. It's like CML Pink or something like that. That's how it goes. But it is actually called the Pink Star originally. It took 2 years to cut the stone to have the exact proportions that they needed. So it's absolutely stunning.
I'm dying. I'm seeing pictures of this diamond.
Where's my crush? he's running off the Diamond Channel to go and get the certificate.
Yay!
The Diamond Channel, by the way, also has fancy colored diamonds in stock, eh? We have a few pinks. We have a blue. Blue is very rare in color.
Is it blue really blue?
Really blue.
It's not as blue as the sapphire, but it's blue, right?
You can see. Me and Adam were actually having a discussion on the car on the way here. What's rarer, blue or pink? I'm under the impression that blue is rarer than pink, but Adam thinks they're about on equal par. But blue is amazing color in a diamond, really. And we've got a few pinks in stock, 1 carats, half carats. I mean, it's just, if anyone's in the area and wants to come have a look at fancy colored diamonds, it's really, really
fancy.
Can
anybody do that?
Well, generally we work by appointment due to security. You know, we can't just let anybody in. But, yeah, I mean, they can phone us. They can arrange a viewing. We have amazing selection of diamonds. But I'm telling you, amazing. From small diamonds to really huge diamonds.
All right. Anthony says, do you offer complete service supplying the future wife as well as the diamond?
We can direct him in the right direction. There's lots of websites.
Look, you've got some very nice ladies working for you.
Oh, yeah, we've got great ladies for us.
So maybe some of them are single, you know.
Well, we're trying to convince the one girl to get single again. I won't mention the name.
All right, Anthony, no, they don't offer that. Just go and buy the diamond. You know, build it. It will, you know, build it, they will come. Okay, so thank you very, very much. Are you coming back next week?
Yes,
we're definitely coming back next week. What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to probably touch on watches again and Krugerrands. So, you know, because gold price is actually very low at the moment.
Yes.
So it's a really good time to climb in and...
It's a time to buy.
Correct. It's a really time to climb in and buy Krugerrands as long-term investments. I mean, gold price has come down about 5 to 8% in the last week and a half. The rand strengthened tremendously against the dollar in the last couple of days. So it's a buying opportunity at the moment. I just want to touch on before we go on a little bit what Gold Capital does in terms of buying the diamonds, you know, because we have
So if I've got diamonds to sell, I can't to Adam. I have to go to Gold Capital.
That's right.
Great point. Thank you.
And at Gold Capital, you know, people have hoarded diamonds for 40, 50, 60, even 70 years. You know, they've inherited from their grandmothers or their late mothers, and they've just kept it as a sentimental kind of a piece, and now I want to liquidate it. What people need to understand is that in the old days, they used to cut diamonds in a rose cut or an old mine cut. In the last 20, 25 years, the whole way we cut diamonds have changed to a round brilliant cut. So it's unfortunate that when people come to us and they've inherited these old diamonds, these old diamonds have to be recut. And when you recut a diamond, you're going to lose a lot of weight. In other words, if it's a 1 carat that you have in a rose cut and we have to cut it to a round brilliant cut now, you're probably going to go from a 1 carat to a 0.7 or 0.75, which you're losing a hell of a lot of weight. But having said that, diamonds have only gone up in price in the last... Well, they go up price basically nearly every other year.
Because there's a limited supply.
Well, not really. There's actually unlimited supplies. De Beers controls the market. And when De Beers decides to hold back on supply, the diamonds go through the roof. So it's a very clever way of tampering with the market. When the prices are kind of sluggish, they'll hold back on supply of diamonds, and hence the prices will go up. So, no, but the prices of diamonds over the last 10, 20, 30 years have definitely gone up in value in huge amounts. So, you know, we've had a lot of high listeners coming to us with their inherited stones, and we try and explain to them in the nicest way that your diamond has to be recut. And
why does it have to be recut? Why can't you just keep it and just put it in a setting that's a little bit more modern if you wanted to?
You could do that, but a lot of them want to sell because they have no use for it. In South Africa, as you all know, the high crime rate, they can't wear it. You know, you can't wear a 2-carat diamond freely and walk around and feel at ease. So, the next best option is rather sell it, use the money for something more productive. And we try and explain it to them. And And they obviously get a little bit upset about the fact that their diamonds need to be recut, and hence they lose a hell of a lot of value. Because think about it, from a one carater,
well, it's 30%.
You're losing just on the weight 30%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but having said that, there's still a huge amount of value in old diamonds.
Okay. So if you want to get hold of gold capital, if you've got diamonds that you either want to have valuated, you know, have valuations done, or if you want to sell them, then get hold of them. They've got three outlets, three stores, but the best way is probably through the website. It's goldcapital.co.za. Otherwise, get hold of Adam Wolf at the Diamond Channel and go check out their website. It's absolutely wonderful. Each different item you can just hover over and the whole thing rotates and you can get it 360. I love your website.
Thank you.
Really, it's absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, that's the diamondchannel.co.za. And also, go and enter the competition. You know, 4,500 rand, quarter Kruger rand never hurt anybody. Well, unless you were, you know. Maybe one of these days we should actually talk about the lost Kruger millions. Is it legend? You know, the Kruger mines, it's like King Solomon's mines.
What happened? I'm not quite sure. What happened there?
Okay.
You've got me stumped. I haven't heard of that story.
No, so it's the missing Kruger millions.
How many millions?
It's like a whole legend, like gazillions, if legends.
Where, in the
be.
Mines?
Yeah.
When did this take place?
At the time of Paul Kruger.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah, maybe we'll become treasure hunters.
Do you know which mine it was?
No, I think that's the point. All right, but do look out for anybody who's coming and selling a lot of Kruger Rands. All right, Ron Lupo from Gold Capital, thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure,
you're
thank
still
you
not better yet.
No, I'm about 80%.
I can hear your chest.
Yeah, I'm about 80% better.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not a smoker.
No.
No.
I used to be.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to smoke 2 packs a day nearly. Until about 2.5 years ago.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Never say that.
Thank you.
Okay. And to Adam Wolf from the Diamond Channel, thank you both very, very much for coming in. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Brilliant.